Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Andy Carroll, who's CEO at Mossman Oil and Gas. Hi today, Andy.
Morning, Zach. Good to see you again. I'm good, thank you.
Right, I'm delighted to speak to you because you're one of the most followed stocks that I talk about, write about, etc., and try and predict the share price of, which is obviously not the easiest part. Just to give people who haven't heard of your company, can you just give us an outline of what your basic premise is?
Sure. So we're a group that has a very strong background in really coming through from the oil field, oil and gas development. But that follows through very nicely into the helium space. So we identified the helium as a great opportunity. There's very little small companies, lots of opportunities available, and particularly in the US is, we think, the place to be. And so we have pivoted and focused on the US and managed to secure three great projects which have near-term commercial drive, which is something we're keen to see. We want cash flow sooner rather than later. So we're in the right address. We're making a lot of progress, and we've got a lot of activity coming up through this year.
So, I mean, there's a bit of a gold rush in terms of helium at the moment. You said that there aren't that many other players, London listed players, but is the key here is obviously getting into production.
Yeah, look, I think London is smart and picked the opportunity in helium, given the significant increase in price in recent years. So it's a great space to be in. I guess my point was that in the US, because it was run by the government for the last 100 years and has only recently really opened up for private investors, there isn't a lot of competition in the US. There aren't a lot of companies in the US chasing helium. So of the helium explorers, they're well represented in London. And I think it's great people have a choice. If you want to look at companies that are in Africa or Australia, and look, we were involved in Australia and we think the geology is great, but the cost structure is horrific. You're in a remote area. There are very few rigs around. So it's a conscious decision for us to move from somewhere where the rocks might be fine and you might find helium, but there's no infrastructure and there's no market. In the US, you do have an established industry, which was very much government focused. They had a big helium storage area. You could only sell helium to the government. And that's why the market is the way it is. The government sold off their big helium storage, killed the helium price. There was no incentive to explore until recently. And now it is, kind of gold rush commercially. You've got infrastructure, first in, best dressed, lots of opportunities. So we believe that's the place to be. And we're very well placed with our projects now.
And I mean, there've been a couple of recent IPOs of helium companies. I think they're both worth north of 20, 30 million pounds already. And I don't think they've really found very much, or they're sort of posing as found not very much at this stage. Is it all now about you finding the gas and getting into production and sort of maybe being a bit of a hare and tortoise compared to the other players in the market?
Yeah, look, I don't want to talk any other companies down at all. You know, good luck to them, good luck to their investors. We look at the relative market caps, and it's kind of crazy. We're one of the lowest market cap helium companies, and yet, as we put out last week, we have evidence of helium, in our leases. We have a well which is cased and can be recompleted. So the path for us to production and commercialization is a very short path, and that's what I would be looking for. So relative valuations, I think, are very odd at the moment, but obviously I'm talking my own book here, but invite people just to look at the relative qualities of where other companies are placed. And it's quite bizarre that Mosman share price is where it is. I think part of the reason for that is I understand the investor frustration with the delays in drilling, which is in a joint venture we have with an established private company called Vector. And when we paired up and invested in Vector about a year ago, they indicated to us that activity would be happening fairly quickly. So we're very frustrated, and I understand our investors are very frustrated, that we didn't get these wells, five wells, which are a five-well drilling program. Very frustrating that didn't happen in 2024, and we didn't get clear messaging from Vector around why that was the case. But we put that behind us now because we've been to see the rig. It's currently drilling in the area, and it's all set to commence drilling of the five-well program commencing in May. Now, I've got a date when the crew comes back from break, but there's always mobilization and moving equipment in. So I don't want to give a specific date. I'm saying mid-May, but that's not far away. And results are going to start coming in very quickly. The wells are shallow, they're low cost, which is a nice position to be in when you're paying a portion of the bill, and really interesting upside. So people might ask the probability of success. We're right next to Blue Star Helium, which is also drilling with a different rig. They're reporting good helium percentage in every well that they're drilling recently. And so that's very positive. We've seen Helium 1 farm into the Blue Star acreage. So I think that's a vindication of the quality of this area. And we're very happy to have, the five-well program and those results starting to come through in May. The wells are only shallow and can be drilled in a couple of days. Then each well, we'll look at testing, flow testing. So that's really what will take a bit longer. The mobilization between each well is quite short. We've seen the rig. It's a classic US truck mounted rig. You put the mast down, you drive to the next well, put the mast up, and you're pretty well ready to start drilling. So a quick, simple, and inexpensive process that's going to be fabulous activity with results coming in the next few weeks.
So basically, to summarize, not long to wait for people who are baying for their helium or the helium shows, and also I suppose given where the share price is, it's about half of the peak of what it was in July last year. The risk reward at this stage and the timing would be quite favorable for people who like to bet on such things.
I think you can say that, Zach. I probably shouldn't say that, but
what I'm here for, I think, to be able to say things like that. As you said, not long to wait, and we talked about the rating and everything else. We're sort of in the waiting room now, the Trump has sort of thrown the cat amongst the pigeons. Presumably, your being in the US rather than outside the US is favorable because you don't have to grapple with tariffs, et cetera, et cetera. Is this a good time? Has that helped you? Has the chaos helped you in any way?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. There's opportunity in the chaos. And I think the opportunity is to look at what's in critical shortage. And so helium, among other things, is essential for semiconductor manufacture. You see the huge amounts of money being invested, over $60 billion in new semiconductor manufacturing in Arizona on the back of an established market. And so to be within the US is clearly a good place to be at the moment. And in fact, the tariffs, if anything, the opportunities are for commodities that are in short supply, that are close to market and don't have to deal with the tariff and international trade issues. So, I think there's very much a global opportunity here in looking at where to get into scarce commodities which are close to market and avoid the tariff complications and confusion, which is going to make international trade very difficult for years to come. But just that's the short term, Zach. I just did want to touch before we go on the medium term. So I was out there last week at the Sagebrush project, and so pleased with the way that is going. We see the wells producing oil that holds the leases, but below the oil production, we've got the large structures that we now have the evidence we were looking for. We were pretty sure there'd be helium below the salt, but in the old cardboard boxes of data that we pulled out, we found the data we were looking for, the gas sample from an old drill stem test back in the 1990s, and that confirmed 2.7% helium. And in that formation, we've got fields around us that produce at good rates. And the infrastructure on site is fantastic. It couldn't ask for a better project. That's why it was high graded by us and why it's our favorite project. Is you've got great roads, you've got great drill pads, and you've got a pipeline linking all of the Sagebrush wells. It used to take methane, natural gas, from the wells, and they're producing a lot of oil. They also produce a lot of gas. Now that gas is used on-site to power up the pumps for the pump jacks. But the pipeline is sitting there mothballed and readily available for moving helium and other gases from the well site to gas plants that the pipeline is connected to. So it's fabulous. We're coming into a well-developed brownfields project, and this has got a very quick path to production, revenue, and commercialization. So that is really exciting, as well as the 3D seismic that we have on that area. Now, drilling without seismic is risky, but good luck. And if it's low enough cost, as it is out of a Vector, you're not betting the house on each outcome. But here, the wells are a moderate depth, moderate cost, but you want to get it right. And having the 3D seismic already there is fantastic. It accelerates our exploration process, and together with the Sagebrush infrastructure, we're really looking at a development process now, and I'm starting to timetable looking at development rather than subject to exploration success. So it really shifts the goalposts and gears us up for a very exciting medium-term strong position here.
A lot of the time you get companies in your, your position or analysis positions that sort of become a binary bet, that everybody's waiting for one announcement, one development, and it either happens and the shares go berserk or it doesn't and the shares obviously plummet. Is your situation in that, are you in that category, or are you a company where you've got sort of multiple, you're firing on various cylinders and, you're not all on betting everything on, black or red?
The latter case, Zach. We've got a very strong portfolio. So we still have a commercial interest in our assets in Australia, where we believe in the rocks. We've moved to a royalty position there. So with other companies, particularly adjacent to the Mereenie oil field, are well-funded, borrowing money from Macquarie Bank to drill wells and produce natural gas to sell to the Northern Territory government. So that's a smart way to get the drilling paid for. And we sit back with a royalty position and look forward to the results there. But our team focus is very much in the US. But we do have this broad portfolio of assets. So we've got the long lead items. We think that in Australia, we'll see the Mereenie field used to produce gas out of EP145, and that's something that maybe in the next 12 months. So that's that project where we're not having to raise capital and put our money into that project, but we will benefit from activity there. We've got Vector drilling five wells, adjacent to not only the Blue Star project, but also the Red Rocks project that we also saw a week ago. We're able to visit the helium plant. It's a modular plant that's put together quite quickly. So we're right in the area where another company has gone ahead of us and got commercial helium production and revenue. And if Vector project is successful with those wells, we'll be moving to a similar production plant at the Vector project. And with Sagebrush and Coyote Wash, we've got a range of wells there, from one that's cased in the helium production zone as a leadville, ready to be produced. We've got great helium structures identified on seismic to be drilled. And also at Sagebrush, the current oil production from a more shallow zone has been a prolific oil zone in the past. And we need 3D seismic to target those algal mounds. But when you get it right, those wells have produced 600 barrels a day. And so if we drill an algal mound and get it right, that's a company maker. So we've got a broad portfolio, both across geographically and, I guess, vertically, and across several commodities.
Well, we'll look forward to the fruits of your labours. In the meantime, Andy Carroll, CEO at Mosman Oil & Gas, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.